Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Beis Amar Aleph of Maseches Sota. We are holding at Itmar, second line on the page. So it says Gemara Itmar. We had just mentioned that one of the definitions of a Rosh Ha'arum is someone who was Kara Vishana, but does not Mishamesh Tamid Chacham. So we're going to continue on that topic a little bit. So Itmar, Kara Vishana Vashemesh Tamid Chacham, Reb Lezer Omer, Hareze Ama Aretz. Such a person has the din of an Ama Aretz. When you buy produce from him, you have to assume that it's like Demai, that he may not have taken Maestros from that produce. His Begadim are Tamei, like Medras, Hazav. Rabbi Shlomo Nachmani Amar Hareza Boor. He's considered like an empty, desolate person who has nothing. Worse than an Amaretz. He doesn't even know how to do business. See, an Amaretz at least doesn't know Torah, but he knows business. This is like a lowlife, a nobody. Rabbi Yani Omer Hareza Kuti. He's like one of the Kutim that don't listen to what the Chum have to say. And the fact that he's not Mishamish Tamil Chum shows he doesn't care about what the Tamil Chum have to say and what the Tamil Chum has to say. He only learns in order that people should respect him. Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Hareza. He's like a mechashev, that he tricks people and he steals their hearts and he convinces them that he's someone different than he really is. So four different things that we call someone who is Karav Shana and not Mishamesh Tamidei Chachamim. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Mistavra Kravacha Bar Yaakov. The last shita is the most mistavra one. Why? The Amrienshi, because people say, Ratin Magosha Veloyada Mai Amar, Tani Tana Veloyada My Amar, just like someone who says some sort of incantation. People don't know what he's saying and what they mean, other than that, the fact that some sort of kishuf happens, some sort of black magic happens as a result of it. So too, someone who's not Mishamesh Tamid Chachamim says things with his lips, but he doesn't really understand what he's actually saying, meaning he knows all of, he may know all of Shas, but he's an Amaretz in all of Shas. Tan Rabbanan, Ezu Amaretz, what is an Amaretz who we can't trust him for Taharos and from Maestros, and everything that he touches, we assume is Tamei. Kol she'enu kari kriyashma shachris v'arvis birchaseh. Someone who doesn't know how to say kriyashma with his brachos in shachris and arvis. If he doesn't know how to say kriyashma, then he definitely doesn't know anything else. Kriyashma is like the basic. Divrei Emir, that's what Emir says. V'cham omrim, kol she'enu maniach tefillin. Anyone who doesn't put on tefillin, even if he does say kriyashma, since he says, u'kshatam osay ledecha v'heil totavaz b'ninecha, and he doesn't put him on, it's as if he's being made a sheker al atzmo, and therefore that qualifies him as an Amaretz. But as the Omer, kol shein lo tzitzis bebigdo. Anyone who doesn't have tzitzis is made a sheker on himself, because he reads the parashas tzitzis but doesn't have it. Rabbi Yonos ben Yosef Amar, kol sheyesh lo banim ve'inu megadol nilmud. Someone who has children, he has sons, but ve'inu megadol nilmud Torah, but doesn't raise them to learn Torah. Acherim omrim, afilu korei v'shona v'loshim yishtamei chamim. Even a person who himself learns a lot, but he's not mishamei yishtamei chamim, to understand the depth of his learning, that's an Amaretz. Karav Aloshana Hareza a boor. If he only learns Tanakh but not Mishnais, he's a boor. He's worse than an Amaretz. Lo Karav Aloshana, if he doesn't learn anything, Allah Kazomer Vizarati Espace Yisrael, Vespace Yehuda, Zera Adam, Vizera Behema. He's such a fool, he's like an animal. He's like a Behema. So says the Gemara further about people who are not Mishamish to Milchamim. So I guess main point over here will be multiple definitions of an Amaretz. Multiple definitions of an Amaretz. So what are the definitions? Number one, someone who doesn't say Kriya Shema. Number two, someone who doesn't wear tefillin. Number three, someone who doesn't put tzitzis on his begadim. Number four, someone who doesn't teach his children Torah. And number five, someone who's not Meshamesh, Tamidei Chachamim. So the Gemara says, Vayter, Yeres Hashem b'ni, v'malach v'am shonim altis aref. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, elu sheshonim halachos. The im shonim, that it says, are people who are shonim halachos, that learn Mishnayis, but are not Meshamesh Tamidei Chachamim. So that's what we say. That's what Shlomo Melech is telling his son, Altis Arif, don't mix in with such people. Such people are Amei Aretz. Pshit, obviously that's what the pasuk means. What else would it mean? No, Mal Detema Shonen Bechet. You might think that he's talking about people who repeat Averos. That's who you shouldn't mix in with. Not people who are Shonen Mishnayos, but aren't Mishamish Tamir Chamim. Uch Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Kibin Shav Radam Avera, Vishanaba, Hutrolo. So, and after all, Rav Huna is the one that taught us that if a person doesn't Avera, and then repeats the Avera, all of a sudden he believes that it's mutter. He starts thinking that what he did isn't even Asr, because after all, if it was Asr, how could I have done it? I don't do things that are wrong. So, Kamash Malan, that's why it has to tell us that that's not what Shlomo HaMelech was warning against. He was warning against people who are not Meshamesh, Tamidei Chachamim. Tana hatanaim, those who learn Mishnayis, mevali olam, cause the world to be destroyed. Mevali olam salkadaitach, because they're learning Mishnayis, they're destroying the world. What damage are they doing to other people? So Amaravina shemorin halacha mitoch Mishnasan. We're talking about people who pass on halacha without a deep understanding of the sugya. That is bad to other people because other people are relying on you for an accurate psak, and you're giving them something that's totally inaccurate. Tanya nami hachi amar biyeshuvichim mevali olam. What do you mean the people who learn Mishnayos are destroying the world? They're settling the world. Shnemar halichos olam lo. Ela shemarin halacha mitoch Mishnasan. No, those who are destroying the world are the ones that paskin halacha based on just a very cursory reading of the halachos without a deep understanding of the sugyas that the halachos are based on. So that's a very critical point. So we'll make that a main point, and it's a critical point in general for learning that people who learn basic halachos without understanding the underlying principles and the sugyas behind those halachos are considered to be destroying the entire world. It's very important to understand the principles behind the halachos. Isha Prusha, the Mishnah said that an Isha Prusha is also among those that are Mevali Olam. So Tan Rabban and Besula, Salyanis, the Almana, Shovavis, a Besula that was never married. And she is someone who davins, that Salyanis means from a Lashon of Tfila, or an Almana, Shovavis, who goes to visit her neighbors all the time, V'katan, Shlo Kalalo Chadashav, and a Katan who didn't fill his months, Hare Ilu Mevali Olam. These are the people who destroy the world. That they're just a bunch of adulterers and machshefos, and they act like, oh, we're tzedkanios and we're wonderful people, but they're not really. It's all fake. They're a bunch of fakers, such people. So ask Mar Eini, is that really true that all these people, you could just, you know, dismiss them as a bunch of fakers? We learn yerascheit from a besula, v'kibol sachar, and how much a person gets schar for being mekayim a mitzvah, me'almana, we learn from an almana. Rabbi Yochanan overheard once a besula fell on her face, and she was saying, she was davening, Ribono Shel Olam, Barasa Gan Eden uvarasa Gehenim, Barasa Tzadikim uvarasa Rishayim. You created Gan Eden, you created Gehenim, you created Tzadikim, you created Rishayim. Yehi Ratzon L'fanechash Le'ikash L'bi B'nei Adam. Let people not stumble in me, meaning not commit averos because of me, and lose their chelek in Gan Eden, and end up with Gehenim on my account. A very interesting idea that a person has a responsibility to daven that other people shouldn't suffer in Gehenim on their account because of an avera that involves them. Okay, it's an interesting topic for a different time, maybe. Let's say I know someone owes me money and I know he's never going to pay back. Am I under an obligation to forgive it so that he won't suffer on my account? Probably not, but it sounds from this Gemara that yes. Okay, but not for now. Kibul sachar me'almana. We learn kibul schar from an almana. Di almana davai be'knishta b'shivusa. There was an almana that there was a beis hakneses in her near where she lived, and kol yoma havas asio matzal be'midrash Rabbi Yochanan. And every day she didn't go to the nearby beis medrash. She would go to Rabbi Yochanan's beis medrash to daven. Armala biti lo beis hakneses b'shivusech. So Rabbi Yochanan asked her, "Why are you coming all this way? Don't you have a beis hakneses around here?" Don't I get schar psios for walking all this way? So I get rewarded for all the distance I travel. So Kika Amar says the Gemara, when we say that an almana who's a neighborly almana who hangs out with her neighbors is mevali olam, it means kigon yochani bas retivi. It's talking about like a machshefa, that when a woman would be ready to give birth, she would stop the birth using her kishuf, and after the woman was going through a very difficult labor, she would say, "Let me go daven for you," and then she would undo the magic spell, and the woman would give birth and give her all the credit. So make people suffer so that you could come in and be the savior. That's a terrible thing. My katan shelo kalalo chadashav. And what do we say that a katan shelo kalalo chadashav is a mevali olam? So hacha targimo ze tamil chacham hamevait brabosav. That's a euphemism. It's referring to a tamil chacham who rebels against his rebellion. That's a katan shelo kalalo chadashav that is considered mevali olam. Rabbi Abba Amar ze talmid shelo igiela ra omara. It's actually a reference to a talmid who's not ready to paskin, but he paskins anyway. Dom Rabbi Varam Rav Huna Marav. Maidich siv ki rabim chalolim hipila va'atsumim kol harugeha ki rabim chalolim hipila zeh Talmud Chacham shol yigila ra'amora. That's a reference to the Talmud Chacham who should not be paskening and does paskin. Va'atsumim kol harugeha zeh Talmud Chacham shol yigila ra'aveinamora. Atsumim kol harugeha is the opposite. So a Talmud Chacham who should be paskening and doesn't paskin. Va'ad kama, until what age can a Talmud Chacham not paskin? Adar b'in shenin. He's got to be 40 years old. In the Hakdama to my Sefer, I discussed that idea, the notion of having to be 40 years old to paskin alach, to chelek alach in my Sefer. It says, mar eini v'harabba ori, but didn't rabba paskin halachos, and he only lived 40 years, so how can you say that he got to be 40 before you paskin? Because he used to be a big posek, and he died at 40, b'shavin. That's when he was, we only say that you can't paskin until you're 40 if you are not the most qualified person in the place to paskin. But if you are heads and shoulders above everybody else and the only one that's really qualified to paskin, then you need not wait till the age of 40 to paskin alechos. So let's make a main point over here. The main point over here is that the mevalei olam, those who destroy the world, include a besula, who is the cause of other people to sin. It includes an almana who uses kishuf to make other people suffer. And it includes someone who doesn't have proper respect for his rebbeim, a Talmud who doesn't have proper respect for his rebbeim, or a Talmud that has no business paskining, but already starts to paskin. Okay, we will stop there, and Bez Hashem continue on the top of Amid Beis next time.